Warriors leading off, shortstop Robert Valdivia. Batting second, the first baseman Kyle Rachels. Hitting third, designated hitter Alex Solis. In right field in the cleanup spot is Chris Catalano. Hitting fifth is the left fielder J.D. Madrigal. Over at third base batting sixth is Flavio Perez. Behind the plate, catching and batting seventh is Danny Murphy. Hitting eighth, the center fielder Jacob Baker. And batting ninth, back at second base, is Ryan Leonasio. And the starting pitcher for Stanislaus, and it'll be nine guys thrown an inning apiece. Patrick Sweeney will get the ball in the first inning. For the Ports, leading off will be center fielder Ryan Lasko. Batting second, the catcher Cole Kahn. Hitting third, the shortstop Miles Naylor. Over at third base in the cleanup spot is Luke Mann. Hitting fifth, right fielder Nate Nankill. Hitting sixth, first baseman Darlin Montero. The designated hitter batting seventh is Nick Schwartz. Hitting eighth, left fielder Robert Poisson. And batting ninth, the second baseman Casey Yamachi. And Cheng Zhuang will be the pitcher. And Gabby, it's time for the field conditions and weather brought to you by Turlock Direct Magazine.
It is currently 62 degrees, and as the evening goes on, temperatures will be dropping. Wind is currently at 16 miles per hour, blowing out to left field. Balls hit to left field should carry well tonight.
Yeah, Gabby, it has definitely already dropped about probably 10 degrees since you and I got here at about 5 o'clock this afternoon.
It's definitely a chilly night tonight here in Stockton.
And it'll be a little sense. That's what it's going to be like this weekend for the Warriors series against Pomona, where it's going to be in the mid-50s to low-60s all weekend long. So this will give Stanislaus an opportunity to kind of refamiliarize themselves with the cold weather, which has been way too much of the situation this year weather-wise.
And this is something that we could look forward to in the next couple of months. It's going to be warm in the afternoon and cold in the evening.
So. Yes, that's the joy of the Central Valley until we get to the summer, and then it's just warm.
Exactly.
All the time.
All the time.
Well, Robert Valdivia is about to step to the plate. Cheng Zhuang has completed his warm-up tosses, and we're ready to get going. A familiar face behind the plate today. Bill Shortridge will be calling balls and strikes. Valdivia hitting .313 this year, a couple of home runs, 17 RBIs. And the first pitch from Zhuang is a fastball taken for a strike. This game will move. These are the professional rules. It is a 15-second pitch clock, 18 seconds when there's runners on base. Zhuang's second pitch is swung on by Valdivia and popped up. Right side, foul. It will land in the Ports dugout. And quickly, Zhuang out in front, 0-2. Zhuang, who missed all of last year for the Ports. Right-hander, 6'1", 190-pounder from Taiwan. International free agent signing back in 2021. Right-hander who throws exclusively from the stretch. His 0-2 pitch is swung on and lashed foul right side, and that will end up in the parking lot. Fortunately, I parked. I knew it was much better to walk today than to park nice and close to the field. The parking lot is right adjacent to the field, and this is not a large ballpark. It is a beautiful ballpark, but it is not large. Zhuang's first breaking ball hangs up high, and it's 1-2. Zhuang in 2022 went 0-4 with a 4.71 ERA and 8 starts. In 42 innings, he struck out 43 batters. And a fastball inside, Valdivia checks his swing, does not go around, and it's 2-2. Bannerland Ballpark is short down the lines, 300 feet down the left field line. I believe it is 320 down the right field line. Valdivia is going to swing and pop one up. Out onto the outfield grass is Yamachi, the second baseman. He will make the catch, and there's one away. And that's how this ball game gets started. Again, wood bats tonight for the Warriors. So a little different sound. We actually get the crack of the bat tonight instead of the ting. Kyle Rachels will be the batter. Rachels hitting .295, leads the Warriors in home runs with 6. And in RBIs with 21. Big right-handed hitter waits. First pitch from Zhuang is a breaking ball, hangs up high and outside, 1-0. It'll be Poisson, Lasko, and Nankill in the outfield from left to right. Mann and Naylor on the left side of the infield for the Ports. Yamachi and Montero on the right side. Cole Kahn catching Zhuang. And Rachel's going to lash a foul right over the top of us, and it's 1-1. Kyle had a good cut at a high fastball middle of the way. Zhuang, who was born in Taipei, Taiwan, where my nephew actually resides now. As Rachel's reaches for it and rolls it to third. And the third baseman's got it. He'll throw across the diamond in time, and quickly there are two away. And Alex Solis will be the batter. Solis hitting 352. Three home runs, 20 RBIs. Those are the good numbers for Alex. He does have one category he does lead the nation in. It's not the one you want to lead the nation in. Grounded into double plays. I think he's hit into, I was talking to Mike McNeil before. I haven't looked at it that closely, but I think he leads the nation. I think he's got like 11. Which tells me a guy hits the ball hard as he swings and fouls it off to the right out of play, strike one. Which means he's hitting the ball hard. Yep, 11 double plays. Warriors' his team have hit into 32 double plays this year, 10 last weekend alone. Pitch hangs inside, 1-1. Wind is blowing briskly out to left field. Chuang, who kind of pauses in his motion, and a slider misses outside, and it's 2-1. Learn with last year, that pitch clock, you do not look down and try to find something because it comes quickly. 2-1 pitches lashed into right field for a base hit. So Lease has a two-out single, and the Warriors have their first base runner of the evening. And Chris Catalano will be the batter, and Catalano was the first guy on the bus to get out of Sonoma. Chris, who has been absolutely en fuego, had a weekend he just as soon forget. He went 1-for-15 last weekend in Sonoma to drop his average to a nice, still nice 378, three home runs, 18 RBIs. And he's going to swing at the first pitch and pop it up. Foul territory, now drifts back into fair territory. The first baseman, Montero, reaches out and he makes the catch. And the side is retired for the Warriors in the top of the first. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on. We're headed to the bottom of inning number one. It's Stanislaus Nothing and the Ports coming to bat.
The newest and most exciting entertainment center to hit this rock in like forever. Ten Pin Fun Center. Here's what they got.
A game arcade.
Public and private bowling lane.
Two-story laser tag stadium.
Restaurant and bar.
Party rooms and event packages for kids.
The Skybox private room for special events.
The beer garden with bocce ball and fire pit.
Call to book your next family or corporate event. 209-850-8500. Or visit them on the web at 10pinfun.com. 10 Pin Fun Center. 3700 Countryside Road. Turlock's newest and best entertainment venue.
Bottom of the first inning, scoreless ballgame. Patrick Sweeney going to come on out and pitch the first inning for Stanislaus. He is technically the starter, but he will go one inning for Sweeney this year. He has no record. He has 10 appearances, a 4.72 ERA, and 26 and two-thirds innings. He's given up 28 hits, 17 runs, 14 of them earned. He has walked 13. He has struck out 16. Opponents hitting 262 against him. Patrick, who had his best outing of the year a couple of weekends ago against East Bay when he went seven innings and gave up two hits, no runs, walked three, struck out three. Last weekend had a couple appearances against Sonoma State, went 3 1/3 innings, gave up three runs on five hits, walked two, struck out one. It'll be Lasco, Kahn, and Naylor, the first three hitters to face Sweeney. Lasco, drafted out of Rutgers last year. Hit 330 for the Scarlet Knights, and he swings at the first pitch and drives it to deep left field, and it is gone. Lasco, who hit 11 bombs for the Rutgers Scarlet Knights in the Big Ten. He was an all-Big Ten selection. He swings at the first pitch he sees and hits it out of here for a solo home run, and it's 1-0. And that didn't need any help from the wind. That ball was hammered. Just already looking at this Ports club just physically, much, much bigger than the group we saw last year. Cole Kahn will be the batter. Kahn, the catcher, switch hitter. At the University of Illinois Chicago, he hit 232 last year with seven home runs and 26 RBIs. Next pitch from Sweeney misses, and it's 1-1. Well, Lasco, we'll talk more about Ryan Lasco. He is one of the top prospects for the A's, and you could see why. Breaking ball, check swing, Khan cannot hold up, and he's behind in the count, 1-2. That one went over the Warrior bullpen in left center field. Fastball, and it just clips Khan on the inside elbow, and that'll be a hit by pitch, and it'll put a runner at first. Nobody out still, and Miles Naylor will be the batter. Naylor, who hit 208 here last year with 6 home runs and 17 RBIs. He is the top prospect for the Ports in the A's organization. As we said before, his brothers both play for the Cleveland Guardians. He's going to ground one to short. Valdivia to his right, going to go the short way, and it's just going to be in time to get Khan as Valdivia maybe misread how quickly the catcher for the Ports could get down to second base. It'll be a bang-bang play, but the out is recorded at second. One away. Naylor now the runner at first, and Luke Mann will be the batter. Mann, who played his collegiate ball at the University of Missouri for the Tigers in Columbia, Missouri. Last year for the Tigers, he hit .311, 21 home runs, 54 RBIs. Big left-handed hitter, and he takes the first pitch outside, ball one. They list Mann at 6'2", 218 pounds, born in Fenton, Missouri. Fastball misses outside, 2-0. Drafted in the 14th round last year by the A's. Changeup swung on and missed as man way out in front of that pitch. Naylor the runner at first. Sweeney throws. Fastball misses a little bit low. The count is 3-1. Sweeney from the stretch. Warriors in their gray road uniforms with the red numbers and letters. Got the camo caps going tonight. And Mann's going to rocket one down the right field side, but it is hooking foul. The count evens, or excuse me, it doesn't even. Now count goes full, 3-2. We'll see if Naylor takes off on the 3-2 pitch with one out. Ports already leading 1-0 on the leadoff home run by Ryan Lasko. An impressive blast to left field. And Mann takes a fastball high, ball four. There'll be two on with one out for Nate Nankiel. Second free base runner given up by Sweeney. Nankiel, who played his collegiate ball at Cal State Fullerton, Big West power. Last year he hit .328, 7 home runs, 30 RBIs. Nankiel, 6'3", 390-pounder from Chula Vista. Drafted in the 7th round, and he swings through a fastball down and in and doesn't get it. Strike one. The first baseman, Dorlan Montero, waits on deck. Slider misses outside, 1-1. We will not see the top pitchers for Stanislaus tonight. Austin Ballantyne is not here. He's been battling the flu a little bit. Decided to keep him away from the team tonight. And no Huff, no Jacob, as that is swung on and chop foul. Third base side. Probably won't see Bertoncini either. The next Warrior pitcher already getting loose in the pen. As we have a little delay as Madrigal, the left fielder, had to go chase down that foul ball. Pitch is grounded to short. Could be two. Valdivia's got it to second for one. The throw to first is going to be in time. That's a 6-4-3 double play. And Sweeney gets out of the first, but not before he gives up a run on the leadoff home run by Lasko. We're through one here in Stockton. It's the Ports one, and Stanislaus nothing.
You're up before the sun. Outside in the blistering heat, unsheltered in the rain, and when every muscle in your body aches, you keep going. Working when the rest of the world is sleeping or on vacation. Farming is not what you do, it's who you are. If you farm, you care. And because you care, we care. The InsureCal Insurance Agency here in Turlock specializes in farm and commercial ag. Our agents grew up on the farm, so we understand how to protect what's important to you. Partnering with leading farm insurance carriers, we will put together a policy to best cover all your needs. To learn more, visit us online at turlockinsurance.com or call us at 209-250-0269. InsureCal, making sure what is important to you is covered with care.
Welcome back to Banner Island Ballpark. 1-0 Ports as we head to the top of the second inning. As we said, the Stanislaus State Warriors find themselves in sixth place in the conference standings. There's a whole bunch of teams technically tied, but the Warriors have the advantage in the win percentage, which this year with all the rain we've had, that's really what's going to matter in the grand scheme of things. And the other advantage Warriors have is one of the teams they are quote-unquote tied with is San Bernardino, who they swept this year 2-0 in a shortened series in early March. And so for the Warriors, an opportunity with Pomona, San Francisco State, San Marcos, and L.A. still on the schedule. A chance for the Warriors to give themselves a chance to go down to play Pomona in the conference tournament. Well, it'll be the 5-6-7 hitters. It'll be Madrigal, Perez, and Murphy to lead it off against Zhuang. Zhuang, who gave up a 2-out single to Solis, but then retired Catalano on a first-pitch pop-out, is back out for his second inning work. The first pitch to Madrigal is lashed foul to the right side, strike one. That was a 93-mile-an-hour fastball thrown by Zhuang. There's a slider. Excuse me, that was a curveball at 71 miles an hour. That is a 22-mile-an-hour difference between the fastball and the curveball. That's not fair. That's the difference between the college and the pros. And Madrigal behind the count, 0-2. Fastball, Madrigal laid on it, and he lashes it foul. And a nice play by a fan down the right side, brought his glove. Bring your glove, get a ball, as the great Mike Kruko would say. The 0-2 pitch to Madrigal is that breaking ball, and it's rolled to third. Mann's got it. His long throw across the diamond is in time to retire Madrigal, and there's one away. Flavio Perez will be the batter. Perez, a little bit of scuffle lately, 3 for his last 18 on the year. He's hitting 252, 4 home runs, 15 RBIs. He was the Warriors' leading hitter last year. He was the lone Warrior to hit over 300 last year. And the first pitch from Zhuang is a fastball, and he throws it right by Perez at 93 miles an hour, strike one. That's some high cheese. And Flavio was tardy, very tardy. 0-1 the count. Another fastball. That one swung on and missed. It went off the glove of Kahn, and Perez behind in the count 0-2. And that has been two good old country hard ball fastballs, and Perez has been late on both of them. Wind still blowing out to left. 0-2 pitch is another fastball. That one misses away. 1-2. That one was at 91. And it's funny because it looked like Zhuang actually tried to throw it harder than he threw the first two. And the velocity was actually a little less. There's the breaking ball hit high in the air, deep down the left field line, and it is foul. Home run distance as that curveball had a little hang time to it. And Perez just got the bat out there just a little too quick, and he hooked it foul. Perez waits for the 1-2 pitch. Zhuang deals, and it's a high fastball swung on and missed, that time at 94 miles an hour. And Zhuang blows away Perez for his first strikeout, 2 away. And Danny Murphy will be the batter. Murphy hitting 277, 3 home runs, 6 RBIs. I think Zhuang saw Perez hit that curveball about 330 feet and said, I'm not doing that again. And he just came back with the country hardball. Murphy takes the first pitch, breaking ball outside and high, ball one. We'll see all three catchers tonight. Murphy will play the first 3 innings. Jerry Nix will play the middle 3, and then Alex Cummings will play the final 3 behind the plate. High fastball taken for a ball, 2-0. Ports in their white home uniforms with red caps, red sleeves. Numbers and letters in blue outlined in red. Fastball misses high, and it's 3-0. So in the first inning, Zhuang got the first two Warriors out, and then Solis got a base hit before he retired Catalano on a pop-up. He got the first two hitters out here in the second, and he's 3-0 to Murphy. There's a fastball poured in there for a strike, 3-1. It's kind of fun to see the velocity and the miles per hour up on the board there. We obviously don't get that at the collegiate level. And Murphy swings a ball 4 on a high fastball and doesn't get it, and now the count is full, 3-2. Murphy may have foul-tipped that into the glove of Kahn. Outfield shallow. Lasko, the center fielder, pushed a little bit towards right center. And that inside fastball is going to be rolled up the first third base side, but it is going to be foul. They said it went off of Murphy's foot. And we'll do it again at 3-2. Again, not a real big ballpark here. Compare it to a place like John Thurman Field in Modesto. That is a much, much bigger yard than Banner Island. And the wind typically blows out here. Fastball misses outside ball 4. Zhuang had taken 4 steps to the dugout. And Danny Murphy draws a 2-out walk, and that'll bring Jacob Baker to the plate. Second base runner for Stanislaus. First walk given up by Zhuang. For Baker, he's coming off an outstanding weekend where he went 4-for-8, hit 2 home runs, knocked in 5, and scored 5. And in doing so, raised his average to 167 with 4 homers and 11 RBIs. And the first pitch is hit high in the air, but not very deep to left. Coming in now is the left fielder, Poisson. He will make the catch, and the side is retired. For the Warriors here in the second, no runs, no hits, a walk, and a runner left. We're headed to the bottom inning number 2. It's the Ports 1 and the Warriors nothing.
For years, Price Ford of Turlock has been the gold standard of service and selection in the Central Valley for America's most trusted brand. Visit Price Ford at 5200 North Golden State Boulevard in Turlock and discover your new favorite vehicle among a top-tier selection featuring the dynamic F-150, the eco-conscious Mustang Mach-E, the sporty Ford Explorer ST. Don't forget about the rugged Bronco and Bronco Sport models. You can also check out their entire inventory online at priceFordOfTurlock.com or give their sales staff a call at 209-669-5200. Price Ford of Turlock, where service and selection are second to none.
Well, the new pitcher for Stanislaus will be right-hander Quinn Oliver. For Oliver, this will be, well, so far this year, he's 1-0 with a 14.40 ERA, but that's a little deceiving because Quinn has pitched much, much better his last couple of times out. In his 5 innings, he's given up 5 hits, 9 runs, 8 of them earned. He's walked 4, struck out 2, but in his last 2 outings, he has gone 2 1/3 innings. He has not allowed a hit or a run or a walk, and he has struck a batter out. So he has been much, much better. He had a disastrous debut against Chico State. Since then, he has pitched extremely well. He's actually gone 4 1/3 innings and given up 1 hit and 1 unearned run. And he is going to be an important piece of this Warrior bullpen down the stretch. So Oliver will face the 6-7-8 hitters. It'll be Montero, Schwartz, and Poisson to face the big right-hander. It'll be interesting if they put the velocity up there, how hard Quinn Oliver is throwing. He can get it up there 93-94, but I think they found out with him that he actually is more consistent when he stays in that 88-92 range. So Montero, left-handed hitting first baseman, who last year for the Ports hit 154 with no home runs and 5 RBIs, and Oliver pours a fastball in there for a strike. Montero, 6'2", 170-pounder from Azua, Dominican Republic, was signed by the A's back in 2018. At the age of 16, breaking ball misses outside, 1-1. International free agents, you can sign at 16 years old. Montero takes a healthy rip and fouls it back to the screen, and it's 1-2. Field looks beautiful here at Banner Island Ballpark. 1-2 pitch is a slider in the dirt, knocked down by Murphy. Montero takes it, and it's 2-2. Wind continues to blow out to left field. Where he's very deep in the outfield. In fact, Catalano, if he's not careful, he leans back too far, he's going to hit his head on the wall. Breaking ball, reached for and rolled foul towards the on-deck circle where Nick Schwartz stands. Well, if the ball goes over Catalano's head, it's going over the fence. 2-2 pitch, a fastball, popped up, left side out of play. One nothing Ports here, bottom of the second inning. Oliver going to try to get through his inning of work as clean as possible. And he throws a fastball, and Montero swings and misses strike three, and Oliver strikes out Montero to start the second. That was some high cheese, and the big left-handed first baseman could not lay off. And Nick Schwartz will be the batter. Schwartz, interesting guy, a D2 guy from Southern New Hampshire. He is one of the backup catchers from Massapequa, New York. He was an undrafted free agent last year and playing at low A, which for a guy that just played college ball at the D2 level last year, that's pretty good. First pitch from Oliver as a slider misses outside, ball one. And that inside, and it's going to clip Schwartz, and he will go down to first base. Second hit batter given up by the Warriors, and that's the one thing if you're Stanislaus and Stockton is you don't want, if you're going to miss, you want to miss away tonight. This game doesn't mean anything to anybody. You're just trying to get some work in, and so you just don't want to come too far inside and hit anybody and hurt anybody. So Schwartz, the designated hitter, is over at first, and now Robert Poisson will be the batter. Poisson getting the start in left field. Last year for the Ports, he hit 142 with a home run and 9 RBIs, and the first pitch breaking ball hangs up high, ball one. Now we'll see if Oliver can pitch through the hit batter. He has really not had a lot of base runners, and he's been able to be real clean with his innings as he will throw it wild past Rachels, and it rolls down the right field side. Schwartz is going to hit second, and he will hold there, and that'll be an error on Oliver. The throw was high, and it was in towards the runner, and Rachels, it went off his glove, but it was he was lucky to get even a piece of leather on it. And so the error by Oliver puts a runner in scoring position with one out for Poisson. First error of the ball game, and Oliver misses high, and it's 2-0. Schwartz, the runner at second, one away. Ports lead 1-0 here, bottom of the second in this exhibition game. Fastball is poured in there for a strike by Oliver, 2-1. Correction, 1-1. And if another fastball misses inside, 2-1. Poisson not interested in waiting around to see if that pitch is going to come back over the plate. He is getting out of the way. Oliver can get it up there pretty quick. Fastball swung on and missed as that fastball thrown wide by Poisson. And it's 2-2. Best arm for the Warriors is in right field with Catalano. Baker's got a decent arm in center, as does Madrigal on left. The 2-2 pitch is fouled back to the screen. And the count stays 2-2. Lakeel Morris getting loose. His job is to pitch the third inning. But Coach Kenny does not want anybody to go deep, deep into an inning and throw 25, 30 pitches if they can help it. Fastball misses high. And I was right originally. That is ball four. I could have sworn it was 2-1. So the scoreboard guy is getting warmed up. So that is a walk. That is the second walk given up by the Warriors. They've also hit two guys. And Casey Yamachi will be the batter. Yamachi, an interesting story. Played last year at Hawaii Hilo. And then ended up with the Ports, and he hit 311 with 5 RBIs. First pitch, fastball, misses high, ball one. And right now, Oliver falling back into some bad habits. Yamachi was an undrafted free agent. Swings and hits a high fly ball right center field. Baker and Catalano. It's going to be Baker to make the catch. Tagging is Schwartz. He will go to third. Holding at first is Poisson as Yamachi flies out to center field two-way. And Ryan Lasko will be the batter. Well, if I'm Oliver, I'm not throwing the same pitch that Patrick Sweeney did. Because Lasko watched one pitch from Sweeney, and he launched it over the Warrior bullpen for a solo home run to start the bottom of the first inning. Here he bats with runners at the corners and two outs. First pitch slider dips low, ball one. Lasko, who last year at Rutgers hit 330, 11 homers, 54 RBIs. He is 6 foot, 190-pounder. Fastball misses a little low, and it's 2-0. Originally from Bajadero, Puerto Rico. He was the A's second-round draft choice last year. Out of Rutgers, all Big Ten first team. Slider misses outside 3-0. It's almost like he has no interest in pitching to Lasko. When a guy hits a ball like Lasko did, kind of scares you a little bit. He is the number 18 prospect in the A's organization. Fastball misses low, ball four. Second walk given up by Oliver, and the bases are loaded for Cole Kahn. Kahn, who was hit by a pitch his first time up. This will be fastball taken for a strike. That one is clocked at 89 miles an hour. I think this might be his 23rd pitch of the inning for Oliver. The 0-1 pitch is in the dirt. Nice stop by Murphy, and it's 1-1. Right now, Oliver just cannot throw the slider over, and he's having to live on the fastball. He struck out Montero to start the inning. Then he hit Schwartz, walked Poisson after Yamachi flied out. He walked Lasko on four pitches, and that fastball is grounded to third. Perez has got it. He will just beat Poisson to the bag, and the inning is over. So Oliver able to pitch through a couple of walks and hit batters. No runs for the Ports, no hits. They leave them loaded. We're through two here in Stockton. It's the Ports one, and the Warriors nothing.
The restaurant Turlock has been waiting for. Cuts Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cuts also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's R-E-S-Y.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
1-0 Ports as we head to the top of the third inning. And Gabby has got some information for us.
I do. The Warriors will return home this weekend to host Cal Poly Pomona in a four-game series beginning Friday night at 6 p.m. We are excited to welcome Eric Davis back to the broadcast booth for the weekend with Brian. Special guest analyst Coach Paul Trevor will join the guys for his annual night in the booth. Catch all the action beginning at 5:45 p.m. on BlueChipBroadcasting.com and the CCAA Network.
Yep, it's going to be a fun weekend.
Oh, yes.
In the booth. So you've gotten a chance to hear Eric and I work on the basketball side for a weekend.
Yeah.
Baseball, there's so much more time for us to vamp.
Yes.
And then you add Coach Trev.
Ooh, it's going to be a show.
Joe D might call in sick Friday.
I might call in sick Friday. I'm just kidding.
Oh, it's going to be a fun night. It's going to be a great time. And a huge weekend series for the Warriors as they take on Cal Poly Pomona. The Warriors, who had a good year last year against Pomona. They just couldn't beat them in the one game they needed to beat them. And it'll be fun to see the Warriors and the Broncos always play very good competitive baseball games. Two of the best coaches in the CCAA, Bennett and Coach Leonaggio. and should be a fun weekend. Well, Ryan Leonasio going to lead it off for Stanislaus. Leonasio hitting .419 this year, a home run, six RBIs. Good to see Ryan back in the lineup. And the first pitch is hit on two hops to man the third baseman. He's got it. He'll throw out Ryan. And there's one pitch, one out to start the top of the third. Robert Valdivia will come back up and bat for the second time. He popped out to the second baseman, Yamachi, to start the ball game. We've been kind of given a little bit of a script here tonight, and unless things vary from the script, Robert will be the one guy who will play the entirety, which is normal for Robert. He wouldn't know what to do if he had to come out of the game. First pitch from Zhuang misses outside, ball one. Zhuang, who has given up a hit and a walk in his 2 1/3 innings of work, deals and misses way outside. 2-0. 88 miles an hour. I think that's one thing to watch with these guys. They've been playing down in Arizona in the minor league complex, but to get out on the big mound and kind of get rolling here, we'll see how much they have. And that is a one-hop smash, speared by Mann. His long throw will be in time. Nice play by Luke Mann to rob Valdivia of a base hit. That ball was stung. And probably with a metal bat, would have gotten by him. Two outs, nobody on. This has kind of been the routine. Zhuang has retired the first two batters in each of his three innings of work, and then he's allowed the third batter to reach. Solis on a hit, Murphy on a walk, and now Rachels, who grounded out to third his first time up, will be the batter. Kyle takes a fastball high, ball one. Kyle with the gold batting gloves tonight. Talked to Kyle about that. He said he likes the gold batting gloves because they go nicely with the camo hats. So I'm not a fashion person, as Kyle takes a wicked wild swing at a high fastball and doesn't get it, and then strike one. Nobody's going to ask me for any fashion advice, that is for sure. I have to check with my wife every day before I leave the house. Fastball misses outside, 2-1. Rarely do I get sent back upstairs with the no, that doesn't work, but it does happen occasionally. Pitch is fouled right over the top of us here, and it's 2-2. Rachels is right on Zhuang, but he just hasn't been able to straighten it out yet. 2-2 the count. Zhuang trying to get his first 1-2-3 inning. The 2-2 pitch is a fastball swung on and missed strike three as he just threw that high fastball at 91 miles an hour by Rachels. Second strikeout for Zhuang, and he has a perfect 1-2-3 top of the third. Nothing doing for the Warriors. We're going to head to the bottom of the third inning. The Ports lead Stanislaus 1-0.
All sports fans know a trustworthy defense is the key to any winning formula. When unplanned medical needs threaten your winning game plan, you want to make sure you have an MVP-level defense in place. Crivelli's Insurance has been in the game for over 25 years, now offering Medicare Advantage and Medicare Supplemental insurance options in addition to all your comprehensive insurance needs. The team at Crivelli's Insurance provides undivided attention and individualized assistance to every client. Contact us today at 209-668-3319 or visit us on the web at CrivelliInsurance.com. Crivelli's Insurance. So you can have peace of mind knowing you have the best coverage in the league.
New pitcher for Stanislaus. It'll be right-hander Lakeel Morris for Lakeel this year. He's had some good outings and some ones that he just soon forget. In five games this year, he's got no record. His ERA is a little high. It's 17.47. He's gone 5 2/3 innings. He's given up 7 hits, 13 runs, 11 of them earned. He has walked 13. He has struck out 8. He has hit 5, and he has thrown 5 wild pitches. So just based on that alone, you get the idea of what Lakeel's challenge is. It is command. It is not stuff. He's got great stuff. It's just getting it in the strike zone. He will face the heart of the order. It will be Naylor, Mann, and Nankiel to face Morris. Quinn Oliver goes an inning, does not give up a hit or a run. He does walk to and hit a batter. But he was able to. He also did strike out a hitter. As they are going through all the between-inning activities here at Banner Island Ballpark, we encourage you to come on out. They will actually begin their season, Will the Ports, on Friday night as they will take on the Modesto Nuts in a three-game series. It'll be Friday night, Saturday night and then Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, both Friday and Saturday at 7:05. And then they will head out on the road. And the unique thing about minor league baseball is that you go somewhere for a week. So the batter will be Naylor. Naylor, who reached on a fielder's choice his first time up, takes a fastball high, ball one. So, for example, the Ports will head down to Gabby's hometown, Rancho Cucamonga, for the first road series. They'll play six games down there against the Quakes. Fastball misses inside, 2-0. The unique thing about minor league baseball now is they typically don't have five-man rotations. It's typically six. So you face – each guy throws one game a week, and then they always have Mondays off. Pitch is grounded to third. Comes up on Perez, bounces off of his chest, and Naylor is going to be safe at first. That'll be an error on Perez. Ball was hit hard, but that's a play that Flavio will tell you should have made. Flavio coming off a tough weekend. Actually, they're going to give Naylor a hit. I spoke too soon. Said it was too hot to handle. But Flavio, who committed three errors last weekend against Sonoma State. So Naylor, the runner at first. Luke Mann's the batter. Mann, who walked his first time up, takes a pitch down in the dirt. Ball one. Second hit.